The most accurate answers to the question about what drives numbing sound more like the answers to what's your sign? Anxiety with shame rising. Disconnection with shame rising. Anxiety and disconnection with shame rising. Shame enters for those of us who experience anxiety because not only are we feeling fearful, out of control, and incapable of managing our increasingly demanding lives, but eventually our anxiety is compounded and made unbearable by our belief that if we were just smarter, stronger, or better, we'd be able to handle everything. Numbing here becomes a way to take the edge off of both instability and inadequacy. With disconnection, it's a similar story. We may have a couple of hundred friends on Facebook, plus a slew of colleagues, real-life friends, and neighbors, but we feel alone and unseen. Because we are hardwired for connection, disconnection always creates pain. Feeling disconnected can be a normal part of life and relationships, but when coupled with the shame of believing that we are disconnected because we are not worthy of connection, it creates a pain that we want to numb. One step beyond disconnection is isolation, which presents real danger. Jean Baker Miller and Irene Stiver, relational cultural theorists from the Stone Center at Wellesley College, have eloquently captured the extremity of isolation. They write, "We believe that the most terrifying and destructive feeling that a person can experience is psychological isolation. This is not the same as being alone. It is a feeling that one is locked out of the possibility of human connection and of being powerless to change the situation. In the extreme, psychological isolation can lead to a sense of hopelessness and desperation. People will do almost anything to escape this combination of condemned isolation and powerlessness." The part of this definition that is critical to understanding shame is the sentence, "People will do almost anything to escape this combination of condemned isolation and powerlessness." Shame often leads to desperation, and reactions to this desperate need to escape from isolation and fear can run the gamut from numbing to addiction, depression, self-injury, eating disorders, bullying, violence, and suicide.